Blog Talk Radio.
Please check out the Barefoot is Legal radio show right here on Saturdays, 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time, that is 10:30 a.m. to noon Pacific Time, as we show you all about your barefoot rights and living a barefoot lifestyle. And for more information about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal, please check out barefootislegal.org. Hey everyone, come check out the Proof Negative radio show here on freedomizerradio.com, Monday through Thursday, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, as we fight the New World Order and rock the health freedom world together.
Of all the grounding studies, the one that really got our attention is called Electric Grounding Improves Vagal Tone in Preterm Infants. In the study, 26 premature babies in an NICU were connected to grounding wires. The heart rates of the grounded infants stabilized, and their vagal tone, a critical measure of infant health, increased by 67% with grounding.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Please check out the Barefoot is Legal radio show right here on Saturdays, 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time, that is 10:30 a.m. to noon Pacific Time, as we show you all about your barefoot rights and living a barefoot lifestyle. And for more information about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal, please check out barefootislegal.org.
Okay. One more time. This is your foot. This is shoes. This is your foot in shoes.
I can't move.
Any questions?
A little help.
This public service announcement brought to you by Zero Shoes. Feel the freedom, feel the fun, feel the world in Zero Shoes.
I've heard stories from teachers in classes where their students are grounded that they have half the level of referrals for discipline. Some students who were in tears because they were experiencing success when before they were experiencing failure with their behavior and discipline. I've heard stories from teachers with autistic children who have been grounded where they have less of what they call the meltdowns. And the meltdowns are less frequent and shorter, and they come back into the classroom and they're learning more than they had learned prior to the grounding. It's amazing what happens, not just with the teacher at the front of the class, but what can happen with the student sitting in the class. And just think, if every single student and every single teacher and every single classroom and every single school across this whole world was grounded.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Of all the grounding studies, the one that really got our attention is called Electric Grounding Improves Vagal Tone in Preterm Infants. In the study, 26 premature babies in an NICU were connected to grounding wires. The heart rates of the grounded infants stabilized, and their vagal tone, a critical measure of infant health, increased by 67% with grounding.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Okay. One more time. This is your foot. This is shoes. This is your foot in shoes.
I can't move.
Any questions?
A little help.
This public service announcement brought to you by Zero Shoes. Feel the freedom, feel the fun, feel the world in Zero Shoes.
I've heard stories from teachers in classes where their students are grounded that they have half the level of referrals for discipline. Some students who were in tears because they were experiencing success when before they were experiencing failure with their behavior and discipline. I've heard stories from teachers with autistic children who have been grounded where they have less of what they call the meltdowns. And the meltdowns are less frequent and shorter, and they come back into the classroom and they're learning more than they had learned prior to the grounding. It's amazing what happens, not just with the teacher at the front of the class, but what can happen with the student sitting in the class. And just think if every single student and every single teacher and every single classroom and every single school across this whole world was grounded.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Of all the grounding studies, the one that really got our attention is called Electric Grounding Improves Vagal Tone in Preterm Infants. In the study, 26 premature babies in an NICU were connected to grounding wires. The heart rates of the grounded infants stabilized, and their vagal tone, a critical measure of infant health, increased by 67% with grounding.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Just as ungrounded signals wreak havoc on radio communications, there's growing concern that because we are not grounded, we absorb tremendous amounts of electromagnetic radiation from our modern devices. EMF stands for electromagnetic field.
We are all immersed in electromagnetic fields, from Wi-Fi, from the wiring in our homes, and it disturbs our electrical balance. We get charged. Inside of our bodies, we get electrically charged. Some people have.
Please check out the Barefoot is Legal radio show right here on Saturdays, 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time. That is 10:30 a.m. to noon Pacific Time, as we show you all about your barefoot rights and living a barefoot lifestyle. And for more information about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal, please check out barefootislegal.org. Please check out the Barefoot is Legal radio show right here on Saturdays, 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time. That is 10:30 a.m. to noon Pacific Time, as we show you all about your barefoot rights and living a barefoot lifestyle. And for more information about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal, please check out barefootislegal.org.
Of all the grounding studies, the one that really got our attention is called Electric Grounding Improves Vagal Tone in Preterm Infants. In the study, 26 premature babies in an NICU were connected to grounding wires. The heart rates of the grounded infants stabilized, and their vagal tone, a critical measure of infant health, increased by 67% with grounding.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
I have heard stories from teachers in classes where their students are grounded that they have half the level of referrals for discipline. Some students who were in tears because they were experiencing success when before they were experiencing failure with their behavior and discipline. I've heard stories from teachers with autistic children who have been grounded where they have less of what they call the meltdowns. And the meltdowns are less frequent and shorter, and they come back into the classroom and they're learning more than they had learned prior to the grounding. It's amazing what happens, not just with the teacher at the front of the class, but what can happen with the student sitting in the class. And just think if every single student and every single teacher and every single classroom and every single school across this whole world was grounded.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
We're starting a brand new show on Freedomizer Radio, The Pilgrim Show. I'm your host, Nate Moss, the Guru Pilgrim. It's a show about technology and politics, bringing you all the latest news and information to keep you up to speed and in the know. I'll be offering advice and tips on technology and sharing my own thoughts on a wide variety of topics. Join me on the journey into freedom and philosophy, Saturdays from 4:30 to 6 Eastern Time, 1:30 to 3 Pacific, right here on Freedomizer Radio.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to the Barefoot is Legal radio show here on Freedomizer Radio. We want you to feel empowered about driving a car, going into a store, or eating in public without shoes on. The average person thinks laws exist, and we will show you how there are none. So kick back, listen to the show, and if you want to call in, the number is 319-527-6208 and press 1 to talk on the air. Thank you.
But hello, everyone. This is Queen on the Barefoot is Legal radio show. I hope everybody's having a good Saturday and enjoying things they have to do. Me, myself, I'm very busy. I'm currently getting ready to get my daughter dressed to go to a Girl Scout cookie rally. So this should be interesting. This is our first year doing Girl Scout. So, and they're having this rally, and I'll be there, of course, barefoot. So I'll try to get some videos and pictures for you guys about that. And, well, let's start out talking about some victories. Okay, so those of you that are in the group or have paid attention to the benefits page for Barefoot is Legal, y'all probably know I had an incident at the commissary, which is the grocery store on the military post, with being barefoot, where the police was called on me. And I ended up writing corporate about it. And, well, they said two things. They said that, first, that some posts have dress codes for their posts, which is true. There are dress codes sometimes, but even these dress codes does not include, you know, policies for shoots. So, thank you, you too. And so that was neither here nor there. Then they stated that the actual base that I'm on, or where the incident occurred, does not actually have this policy. So they told me to talk to the assistant manager. Well, when I called, they gave me her phone number, her email. When I called, it went to voicemail, but it was the voicemail for the actual store manager, the guy that actually gave the order for me to go and for the other managers to call the police on me. So I ended up sending her an email, and she emailed me back, and she apologized for the way that I was treated. She said she was embarrassed by the way that I was treated and hope I would continue to patronize this particular store. So, I mean, a lot of people just aren't aware of the laws and policies, or the, or should I say, that there are no laws. They're not aware that there aren't any laws in state that people have to wear shoes. A lot of people just aren't aware that their companies don't have these policies. It's just one of those things that I'd like to call a social norm. And because it was once a big deal for people to have to wear shoes, people just go along with it and don't have any evidence or facts to back it up. So sometimes a little education goes a long way. However, you do get these opportunities. Oh, sorry, babe. I mean, sorry. My bad. I'll get you in. A lot of people just aren't aware that it's not illegal to be barefoot. However, you will have instances where people will feel like, you know, get upset because they feel like you're challenging their authority. And that can be a little iffy. And that will usher us in to the next topic. And as soon as I get in my parking spot, I'll start in on that topic. But meantime, before I continue with the topic, or the current topic that we're on, if you guys are not subscribed to the YouTube channel, please go over there and subscribe to the YouTube channel. You know, we're trying to get awareness out, and we need more numbers and more people to help do this. And if you guys have any pictures, stories, or anything that you want to talk about or discuss, please send them. I'd be more than happy to post y'all's videos as well. And let's see. Here we go. We're getting a caller, hopefully soon. Trying to get a caller in. Let me try this. Okay. Y'all bear with me. I'm still a little new. Oh. Hello?
There we go. I was wondering if you would get around to bringing me on.
I was trying to figure it out. How are you?
That's okay. I was trying to let you learn. I wasn't just going to barge in on you and because it's your show. Maybe you didn't want me around today. I don't know.
No, I actually might need you. I think I have to leave a little early.
Yeah, I know, but I'm here. And by the way, I saw your promo stuff. Thank you for doing that for your show. The only thing is that you mixed up the PST and the EST times because it's currently 1:40 p.m. on the East Coast and it's 10:40 a.m. on Pacific time, and you just mixed it up.
I'm kind of confused with the time. I've been in so many time zones over the past 10 years. I'm just confused.
No, I know. That's why I'm sharing with you. But I'm definitely thankful that you went ahead and didn't wait for me to make your promos. So that makes me happy.
Yes, I'm working on it. I'm trying.
That's okay. I wish that I can teach that motivation to some other hosts that we've had over the years because people wait around for me to do their promo stuff, and it doesn't work like that. So I'm happy that you have the initiative to do that. I do have your VIB package waiting for me to go to the post office. I just got done putting it together right before the show.
Oh, cool beans. I can't wait to get it. I'll do a YouTube video and unbox it.
Yeah, maybe just make sure my address doesn't show up on there because we don't have a P.O. box right this second.
Oh, No, I won't do that. Keep on the internet crazy.
Somebody did that to me. So a few months ago, we don't have our P.O. box as of a few months ago, and I need to go set one up, but we haven't had enough mail to make it worthwhile. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, somebody said, look what I got in the mail, and there's my address right in their YouTube.
That's crazy. No, I wouldn't do that. I tend to get packages, so I try to be cognizant of not putting addresses out. Unfortunately for me, or fortunately, could be fortunate, when I filmed me speaking with the police officer, I forgot to turn the camera off and gave out my whole phone number.
Oh, I remember that.
But I haven't had any crazy calls or anything like that. So I guess it's all good.
So one thing I did want to say was, along with you, Queen, we hired three other new supervisors within the organization. So we have Jake Werbach, we have Raven Bushman, and we have D.S. Moffitt, who has joined us as supervisors with the organization. So we're going to get our management team back up. For those that are or that have been around, they noticed that our management staff got thin. So my first order of business was to...
What happened? Hello? 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 Okay.
Hi, Queen.
Hi, how are you? Nicole, right?
I'm good, how are you?
You're doing little busy.
Yeah, I'm ducking out because you were muting me and I was muted because I'm in the library. So, you know, I was like running out, so we had to be in the library. So, great job. I think it's so amazing. Are you having fun?
A little bit. I'm still trying to get the hang of things.
Oh, you're getting the hang of things just fine, sounds like to me. So I just wanted to pop in for a minute and wish you happy grounding and everything day, you know, barefooting day. So a little chilly
thank
here.
You.
But yeah.
Is it still cold?
Yeah.
How cold is it?
What's that?
I said, how cold is it?
Oh, let me see. This morning it was about... 37.
Oh, my God.
Not snowing.
Oh.
Yeah, it's about 37. So it's a little increments at a time, you know. That's all you can
do. Oh, wow.
Because it just gets so cold. So, yeah, it is winter,
and
so.
You're in California?
I'm in California. I'm in Northern California. I know people here in California, they think everybody's running down the beach with a bikini, you know, but no. I'm Northern California,
okay.
So I get the snow. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I was like,
yeah.
California's in Texas? What's happening?
I have to make sure I put the northern in front of California. Otherwise,
right.
People don't understand. Yeah. But
awesome.
I'm going to bounce off here and listen to you and... just wanted to say hi, and I think you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Have a good Saturday.
So you have a great show, and I'll be listening.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Okay, Queen. Bye bye.
Proof, you back?
Yeah, I don't know what happened. Did you get tired of me, or did my phone drop?
I think your phone dropped.
All right. All right.
I didn't know what was happening.
I was just saying that we brought in a few new management staff, so I want to get the positions filled so this spring we can do a lot more with advertising and just trying to get our message out.
That'll be good. That would be great. I think more awareness would be good. But I had a question come up on YouTube from one of the YouTube subscribers, and she said that she had gone into a drugstore, and one of the employees said something to her about her not having on shoes. And she said she didn't understand what it was about because she'd been in before and nobody ever said anything to her. And then she asked, shouldn't they have a sign on the door if that was the case?
Oh, that's the last thing you want to do.
Well, she was asking if he had any validity to, you know, asking her about the shoes. To which I explained to her, and then, you know, you can give your opinion, because I know you don't necessarily agree with the way I handle a lot of things.
Hey, that's okay. I want you to experiment. It's okay. I don't want you to have to worry about if you're doing anything wrong. And it's not like I'm gonna chop you for not doing stuff my way. It's okay. Uh-oh, did we lose Queen for a second there? Oh, all right.
I'm here.
All right.
Well, I did do a video and explained about the signs because they did that to me over here at the little convenience store. They didn't like me coming in with shoes, and one day they decided they were going to put up a no shoes, no shirt, no service sign. Mm-hmm. Even went as far to not ring me up because I didn't have shoes on. So, of course, I contacted I didn't contact their corporate. I just sent a complaint through the website. And the store manager called me back, and she said, well, we don't have a policy, so you can come in without shoes if you choose. Just be really careful. I was like, I wanted to ask her why, because your store is unsafe. Because if I don't wear shoes, clearly I don't have a problem if I'm consistently coming in here without shoes on. But most of the time they don't have a policy for this. And even with the no shirt, no shoes, no service sign, in order for that to be bagged up or held up as some kind of legal thing, it has to be written in the standard operating procedures of the company. Most companies don't do that because that's opening themselves up for lawsuits of discrimination. So they usually don't have it in there. That's why most of the time, if you go ahead and contact corporate offices, if you feel the need to, because sometimes you can just talk to the manager and the manager will, you know, understand and, you know, speak to the rest of their staff. However, sometimes you get some managers that are just outright indignant. And in those cases, I recommend just contacting corporate with, you know, your complaint or whatever information or documentation you want to give them. Because 9 times out of 10, corporate's going to be on your side. Because corporate don't care. They just want their money. So usually if you do see a sign like that, if you choose not to go into the establishment, that's cool. What I did want the people to know is if you go in and you decide to tell them you're not right, I can be in here barefoot, and you want to have this back and forth with these people, that's fine. But at the point where they say to get out or to leave their store, you have to leave, because if they tell you to leave and you do not leave, you're being trespassing, and that's against the law, and they can't arrest you for that. So it's not worth going to jail just so you can get the last word.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
People stand there thinking that they're going to somehow get their way among the $11 an hour employees. And the $11 an hour employees, they think it's their job to kick their paycheck out of the store. And
yeah, I remember.
Obviously not. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was saying I never understand why an employee feels like they need to kick somebody out of the store for something they were never even trained on. It's like, even when I worked in healthcare, employees, of course, we were working, we were required to have shoes on. But if one of my patients came in and they weren't wearing shoes, I don't care. I'm not here to police their clothing. I don't care what you have on. And I don't know why it bothers some people so much. It is so weird. Of all the things you worry about somebody's feet, strange. It's very strange.
Mm.
But 9 times out of 10, they don't know anything. It's like I told that officer, it was just a social. Oh, you know what's crazy about the officer? He did all
what's
of that. He was almost threatening to take me to jail because he asked for my ID. I gave him my military ID because it's the ID he asked for. Then he turns around and asks me for my license. And I'm like, what do you need my license for? Because I didn't even drive to the grocery store. I walked. Like, what do you need my license for? He's like putting his hands behind his back like he's about to pull out his handcuffs and kind of getting in my face. Like, how far do you want this to go? That's kind of what you see going on when the video starts. And go through all of that. He tells me he needed my license so he could write a report. When I go to pick up the report to send it to the corporate offices, he hadn't written any report because I hadn't broken any laws. So he just put me through all of that for no reason, which is another battle I can't fight. I just don't know if I feel like it.
I don't know. Is that better? It could be better.
What could be better?
Not having a report because there's no laws that were broken?
Right. But, you know, I was just going to send it to their corporate offices to prove that, yes, he called the police on me. Because there was no reason to. I'm not even sure if that guy's there anymore.
Well, that was fast.
I should go with him. I mean, that happened, like, right before Christmas, I believe. And
right. They
contacted me early last week, I want to say. And I called over there. I got no answer. I don't know if he's still there, but I think it's just weird that they would have me speak to the assistant manager and not the manager of the store. But she told me she had briefed all her employees, and I shouldn't be bothered in the store anymore. So that was good. So, like,
yeah,
at the end of the day,
just think how many people in the past they might have spoken to and upset, and because you said something, that changed things.
Right, you have
most
to speak
people just go, most people just go outside and just go listen to them without questioning.
No, I have to ask, and I have to say I've been fortunate in asking because I've yet to have anybody tell me to get out. So that's been kind of fortunate for me that I've been able to stand there, maybe even reason with some people, unless, you know, if it's a particular situation, it depends on how I feel. Most times I have a conversation, but if I'm having one of those days where my patience is short, I'll just leave. Like with CC's, I was not in the mood. So I was like, this is not going to do anything but end badly. I'll just go somewhere else. But most of the time I'll say something because I think it's more of a ignorance then, and probably a little bit of prejudice and judgment as well, because this is interesting. I bought a skirt from a missionary. She was selling clothing and jewelry at a kiosk, and I bought a skirt from her, and I got a copper ring that I put on my toe. So up until this point, I've seen this lady for at least a week straight. She never noticed that I was not wearing shoes until I put the ring on my toe. After which, when I get home and wake up the next day, this lady has sent me emails talking about, praise God, you're going to wear shoes again. I'm like, what? What is that? You sent a whole email.
Wear something that covers the ring that she just sold you. Maybe she's embarrassed for the ring that she sold you.
Perhaps. Maybe that's it. But I was like, what? You sent me a whole email to worry about. She even went in her bag and said, oh, you should wear something on your feet and pulled out a pair of house shoes. Man, why would I go walk around the world in house shoes? Those things are going to tear up in not even 24 hours. What? People are entertaining. People are very entertaining.
Yeah, well, now that you have an ID getting sent to you, that you'll that'll be much better than wearing a cheap dollar pair of rubber.
This is true. And let's see. Oh, we got 3 minutes. We have 3 minutes.
What, for break or for when you have to leave?
For break.
Oh, okay. So let me ask you, how's the YouTube's been going for you?
YouTube is going pretty good. I got two weirdos on the last video, but so far it's been decent conversation, people asking questions, talking back to me. So YouTube is going pretty good. I was shocked because, like, the last video, I don't know how many comments it had. I don't remember. But all the comments were pretty, you know, straightforward and normal. And then this last video I put up, it was like the one dude was saying he wanted to worship my feet. I was like, what?
You definitely need to block those. You need to delete those comments and block those men.
Okay. The other guy, he's like, oh, I get what you're saying and everything, because yesterday I went to a place I've never been before. So I was recording, but, you know, it was so much going on, at least for me, that I didn't think to, you know, point the camera down at the ground and actually show my feet. I get what you're saying and your point, but you need to show your feet so you can really be heard. And I'm like, it's a whole YouTube channel with feet all over it. What's wrong?
I wouldn't stress over that. That can go ahead and get deleted. You don't have to block him necessarily, but if they cross the line on being creepy, they need to go. We run a clean house here. I want everybody to know that.
Clean house?
I said I run a clean house. I'm not saying we have to clean house. We're not getting rid of everybody. I'm saying that we run a very clean 501c3 organization.
Okay. Yeah, other than that, it's been pretty good. YouTube's great. It would be nice to have more people send in videos or pictures or whatever, because I can always take the pictures and make a video out of those. So, yeah, it's going pretty good.
Okay. All right, so any fun topics you want to talk about on the other side of the break? Because I have one, but I'll hold off until we come back off the break.
Oh, okay. Not really. Maybe cleanliness, but I don't know how long that's going to last. But that's about it.
Okay, so whenever you're ready, just go ahead and grab the break real quick, and then just try not to play the same commercial back to back, because that's not good.
All right, we're gonna go to break, and we'll be back.
Of all the grounding studies, the one that really got our attention is called Electric Grounding Improves Vagal Tone in Preterm Infants. In the study, 26 premature babies in an NICU were connected to grounding wires. The heart rates of the grounded infants stabilized, and their vagal tone, a critical measure of infant health, increased by 67% with grounding.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Please check out the Barefoot is Legal radio show right here on Saturdays, 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time. That is 10:30 a.m. to noon Pacific Time. As we show you all about your barefoot rights and living a barefoot lifestyle. And for more information about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal, please check out barefootislegal.org.
Okay, one more time. This is your foot. This is shoes. This is your foot in shoes.
I can't move.
Any questions?
A little help.
This public service announcement brought to you by Zero Shoes. Feel the freedom, feel the fun, feel the world in Zero Shoes.
For more information about the barefoot lifestyle, please go to barefootislegal.org. We also have a Facebook presence. We're also on Twitter and now on Instagram at Real Barefoot is Legal.
I've heard stories from teachers in classes where their students are grounded that they have half the level of referrals for discipline. Some students who were in tears because they were experiencing success when before they were experiencing failure with their behavior and discipline. I've heard stories from teachers with autistic children who have been grounded where they have less of what they call the meltdowns. And the meltdowns are less frequent and shorter, and they come back into the classroom and they're learning more than they had learned prior to the grounding. It's amazing what happens, not just with the teacher at the front of the class, but what can happen with a student sitting in the class. And just think if every single student and every single teacher and every single classroom and every single school across this whole world was grounded.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Did you know that every time you swipe your debit card, those behind-the-scenes transaction fees make the big banks even richer? In 2016 alone, these fees added up to $60 billion. Yes, that's billion with a B. Well, what if there was a way to have the convenience of a debit card, but reroute those fees from the banksters to organizations actually doing good in the world? Organizations that protect the environment or feed hungry children? What if your swipes could literally change the world? Well, Groundswell SPC has found a way to do just that. We've designed a Visa debit card program that shares transaction fees with your favorite cause. Groundswell partners with nonprofit organizations that promote the card to their supporters. Their supporters then use the card to power the mission of the nonprofit. It's a win-win-win for everyone, except the big banks, of course. Groundswell is about to launch its first cards into market, and we're inviting you to be part of this movement as an investor in the company. Go to WeFunder.com/groundswellcard to learn more. Set up a free WeFunder account and invest in Groundswell today and get your money on mission.
We're starting a brand new show on Freedomizer Radio, The Pilgrim Show. I'm your host, Nate Moss, the Guru Pilgrim. It's a show about technology and politics, bringing you all the latest news and information to keep you up to speed and in the know. I'll be offering advice and tips on technology and sharing my own thoughts on a wide variety of topics. Join me on the journey into freedom and philosophy, Saturdays from 4:30 to 6 Eastern Time, 1:30 to 3 Pacific, right here on Freedomizer Radio.
Right, we're back. Okay.
All right, glad you made
so, it. One thing I do want to talk about is one of the criticisms I get from people who don't quite understand why I'm not wearing shoes is how disgusting the feet can get without shoes. And I just wonder, like, what do they think their shoes are? The shoes are just as nasty, if not worse, because I don't typically step in things like dog poop and spit and stuff like that. So people walk over that kind of stuff in their shoes all the time, and then they go and track it into their homes and walk around their homes with all these germ and nastiness from their shoes. And oh my God, they have carpet. Carpet is absolutely disgusting. And I just think it's such a silly argument because I'm sure you have more germs on your shoes than I do on feet that I wash every night, at the very least. And if it's really bad, then during the day I might have some wet ones or baby wipes or something to clean them off as I go through the day. I'm sure nobody's taking care of their shoes in that manner. So what's really nasty? That's my question. That's what I be wanting to know. And if people really think these things through when they say them. It's actually studies out that discuss how disgusting shoes are. I wonder if they've ever read those and what they would feel about it after they read it.
Well, probably not, because a cell phone is one of the nastiest things you could touch. And people are on that all day long, and then they'll eat their lunch, and then they'll be scrolling with their phone while they're eating their lunch, just making it more nasty.
Right. Our kind of disgustingness, and especially with hands. I mean, hands are worse than feet, whether they have shoes on or not. I don't know. People are weird.
But in the United States, I don't know why it's so common for everybody to they put their shoes on right after getting out of the shower, and they'll wear them all day long until it's time for bed.
Yeah, that sucks. I don't even like having my shoes on when I would go to the gym, when I was going regularly, probably about, 8 years ago. I hated being in there with shoes and socks on my feet. My feet were so uncomfortable and they were so hot. And that's the first thing I needed when I got out of there was take my shoes off. No, I don't want this on here. Take it off. It's uncomfortable. It's hot. And I don't know why people insist on you have to wear them. I don't know most people. I don't know anybody that acts like, oh, yeah, these shoes are great. I like shoes on my feet. Most people can't wait to get home and take their shoes off. So I don't really get what the big pushback is. I think it's like programming.
Well, the whole pushback is that they've been told for the last 60 years that people like us are unacceptable. So if we just keep pushing our message out there, eventually people will try it, and they'll like what we're doing, and then we will start winning from there. But we have to be consistent in our message, because there's nobody else that's going to that's going to work as hard as us to get the message out.
Yes, indeed. And I see this article you just sent me, which just reminds me of something. So my neighbor is a almost 70-year-old man. And
all right.
When I moved in, of course, you know, neighbors are nosy. So when I moved in, I would go in and out the house, or they might have me to come over to, you know, talk or whatever. They finally noticed one day that I consistently didn't have any shoes on. He's like, "Where's your shoes?" And I was like, "I don't wear them." And he says, "Oh, well, make sure you keep some in the car because it's illegal to drive without shoes in Texas." And I was like, "No, it's not." And he said, "Oh, well, when I was younger, a cop pulled me over and gave me a ticket for not having shoes on while driving." I was like, "Well, did you fight the ticket?" And he said, "No." I said, "Well, I don't know of any laws in Texas. Matter of fact, there aren't any in Texas that say that you have to wear shoes. So I think you just paid a ticket that you didn't have to pay." He was so insistent on it. And I'm like, "Well, that's maybe back in your day, maybe it was on a book at some point, but it's not anymore."
It never was. It's been on the news in Houston a few times, and there's YouTubes of that.
When I first heard that, I thought it was crazy because when I started, okay, so most of the time I wore flip-flops. One time I had flip-flops on after being in some water and I was driving. My foot slipped in my shoes, so I ended up taking the shoes off because I was like, "Oh my God, this is dangerous." So I took them off, threw them on the other side, kept driving. The next time I had shoes on, I think I had on some heels. I was about to have all kinds of accidents in those heels trying to drive that car. I ended up taking those off as well. So I'm like, why would it be illegal for someone to drive barefoot? It's much safer to drive barefoot than to drive with certain type of shoes on your feet. But people do this all the time. And again, I think it's weird. Doors on smaller cars.
More though is the fact that people wear them in the house. That's just disgusting to me.
That is very disgusting. It is very, 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 very disgusting. And it's even more disgusting for me because in Italy they don't necessarily have carpet, so it's just floor. And I remember how much I had to sweep my floors to keep them clean. And I remember that before we went to Italy, I had just gotten a Kirby. And it used to pick up so much dirt out the floor, but it was still so much dirt inside of the carpet. So I'm like, and you're walking around with all kind of nasty stuff from outside and taking it into your house and not thinking anything of it. But after I saw what it was like to keep a hardwood floor clean daily. Yeah, I don't want any more carpet. I'm not interested in carpet.
See, I prefer carpet on purpose.
Dude, I don't want it. It's nasty.
Because if there's carpet, then if there's a hardwood floor, then that gives people the excuse to leave their shoes on.
You know, some people do that, but, you know, I have, like, baby wipes right at the front door. So,
yeah.
Hey, wipe your feet off. Or, you know, if I have somebody that's really insistent that they really don't want to take their shoes off and I really want their company, I do have, like, company little flip-flops or house shoes they can use until they leave. But, no, you cannot walk around my house with your shoes on. That's nasty.
So that's step number one. There's also another trend going on now with offices and call centers where they're previously Previously, a lot of the call centers would get so worried about how shoes are the like biggest thing in the company, where they would focus more about dress rules than anything else, and more people got sent home over shoes than for anything else. And a few companies have now started a trend where you put your shoes in a cubby hole before going to work.
Oh, see, that's cool. And I think that's a good idea, especially for people working in call centers, because call centers can be very stressful.
It just makes no sense where you're in there for 8 to 10 hours a day or more if they ask you to work overtime. And that's what they're going to focus on. So they want you wearing these 3-inch heels all day while answering phones, which makes no sense.
None at all. It doesn't make any sense. The controversy around wearing shoes is so, it's just strange. It's like, did you give this any thought at all? You just said it because somebody told you. Because it doesn't make any sense.
And that's the thing. And every job seems to have their own little intricate rule, and they treat that like it's the biggest rule in the building. And you might remember some of that stuff from school, even, where they focused on that. Like, job A will allow you to wear open-toed shoes, but not backless ones. Job B lets you wear backless shoes, but not open-toe. Job C lets you wear one side or the other open, but not both at the same time. And then D will say you could show two toes, but not three, because you can have an open-toed shoe, but three or more is too open. And job E will say if you wear open shoes, you have to wear nylons with them. And they all just try to tell you all the craziest rules. Like, one of them said that you have to wear nylons with open shoes because we have filing cabinets, and a filing cabinet can fall on your foot.
A filing cabinet can fall on your foot. So what is the shoe going to do?
What is the nylon going to do over, I don't know.
What is the shoe going to do? If I have on heels and a file cabinet falls on my foot, the heel is going to break and possibly my foot along with it.
Yeah, and this filing cabinet takes three people and a forklift to move. But it's going to just fall on you. But you'll be okay as long as you have that clear piece of fabric that rips if somebody touches it wrong.
That's crazy. This is crazy.
And we're an allegedly crazy one.
Say that again.
But allegedly they call us the crazy ones because we want our freedom.
Right. I'm reading this article. The article is very extreme, to say the least. It's called Going Barefoot, Beware.
Okay.
So I'm just going to read some of the things that are in bold print. It says, tip, see a foot and ankle surgeon within 24 hours for a punctured wound. Talking to people that go barefoot. So the reason why you need to see your foot and ankle surgeon is because these injuries can embed unsterile foreign objects deep inside the foot. A puncture wound must be cleaned properly and monitored throughout the healing process. This will help avoid complications such as tissue and bone infections or damage to tendons and muscles in the foot. Foot and ankle surgeons are trained to properly care for these injuries. What kind of madness?
Well, I don't know if you saw when we were on the Doctor's TV show a year and a half ago.
Uh-huh.
The the main host of that, they said they don't like their women not wearing shoes. They want their women wearing nice high stiletto heels. On the doctors, this guy is a doctor. Of course he likes that, because that means he gets repeat business.
Right, and I have to say that if you want to wear heels, because I had to wear some heels, probably, I don't know, 3 or 4 months back, because I had to go to a funeral. Now, I don't go into cemeteries and funerals without shoes on my feet. And I went to the funeral. I had been in those shoes over 16 hours because it was a 4-hour drive there and a 4-hour drive back. I didn't stay. But I didn't have any pain, and I attribute that to not having consistently wore shoes, you know, all the time. Because prior to that, if I put my heels on, I had 2 hours where I was comfortable. And after those 2 hours, my feet hurt. And I didn't have an issue. So, I mean, you want her to put shoes on to go on a date or something, I can see that. But if you just really want that, then you don't need shoes on all the time. It's not good for your foot. Oh.
Yeah, but
you see,
as Americans are addicted to them, though. Because they think somehow that people are going to think you're a better person.
You know, I remember being in high school, and we were taught that some interviewers, the first thing they would look at are your shoes. So make sure that you at least have on a nice pair of shoes when you go to the interview. And I thought that was just the most ridiculous thing in the world. You could be a bum and put some shoes on, and you got hired because of your shoes, and now you're a terrible employee, and nobody knows why. Is it foolishness?
Oh,
no,
I get it. That's why we're here.
He is saying, make sure you've been vaccinated against tetanus. Experts recommend that teens and adults get a booster shot every 10 years. Because cuts and puncture wounds from sharp objects can lead to infections and illnesses such as tetanus. So I'm like wondering if the person that wrote this ever went barefoot. Because I walked through the forest and I've gotten thorns in my foot. I've stepped on glass in my house where I've broken a glass. I've never had to go see a foot specialist for any of these.
Well, I never have either.
Your feet and your children's feet on a routine basis for skin problems such as wood calluses, ingrown toenails, and suspicious mold spots or freckles. This can happen on any part of the skin. This is crazy. Oh, no. This is from the American College of Foot and Ankle Surgeons. It's a propaganda article. This is crazy. This is ridiculous.
Well, of course it is.
This is crazy. Okay, barefoot running, which I do. And it is proponents for barefoot running would state that running in shoes appears to increase the risk of ankle sprains either by decreasing awareness of foot position or by increasing the twisting torque of the ankle during a stumble. Running in shoes appears to increase the risk of plantar fasciitis because there's a difference in the heel of the shoe compared to the toes. Running in shoes appears to increase chronic injuries in the lower limbs such as IT man, tendonitis,
and hip and knee arthritis. It modifies the transfer of shock to muscles and supporting structures because the clutch strike is in front of the body center of gravity, whereas with barefoot running style, the position is more vertical or upright. Yeah, I don't know about none of these stuff they talking about, because since I've been barefoot and running, I've not had any shin splints or any of that, and it was common for me to get shin splints when I was running in shoes.
Well, there was a movie that came, a documentary recently called Shoespiracy, where they talk about the, I don't want to say hypocrisy necessarily, but the dangers with chronic shoe wearing. But they talk about instead how they're selling their product of minimal shoes, and ours is the most minimal you can get, zero, and zero with a Z, not an X.
Mm-hmm.
And people say, well, why don't you get a pair of those Vibrams or whatever, but I don't do closed shoes at all, and that covers your whole foot, and that defeats the purpose of not wanting to wear shoes.
Right. The only time I would buy anything like that would probably be that little thing, that little sticker you put on your foot, and then it's just to be to go into some business that told me I had to have something on my foot.
Maybe,
just going there just to be like...
Maybe if I was required to try and run a marathon in Tucson, Arizona on the 4th of July when it's 117 out. That's about it.
Right.
Only in extreme circumstances.
Because there's nothing wrong with being barefoot. People are just crazy. Oh.
Yeah, but they don't know that we exist, though. So that's our job. We have to let everybody know that we exist.
We do. And soon everyone shall know. This is going to be glorious. Who is this? Oh, I lost it.
It just depends how soon our listeners and our followers decide that they want to be a part of us, because we have our nonprofit, because just listening to the radio show or following our YouTubes or hitting the like button on Spybook, those are great. But that does not mean that you're an official nonprofit member of the BIL. So what we have is on our website, barefootislegal.org, we have what's called the VIB package, which is the very important barefooter.
Me.
And that yearly membership will help our organization grow, and it would be nice to do things like have advertising just like other nonprofits have. We want to have eventually a music festival and an office, and we want to work for our members, and we want to ensure our rights and do things that every other organization does. Just because we don't wear shoes does not mean that we can't become an organization and do things like everybody else. So if you want to retain your freedom, we are hoping that you go to barefootislegal.org and you look for the VIB, which is the very important barefooter. And not only do you get some trinkets that come your direction, including a T-shirt and some other odds and ends, but you get not just an annual membership to us as well, you also get a photo ID card of yourself. You send us a photo of you in a store without shoes on, and we turn that into an ID card. So on the front has your name, your city and state, our picture, our logo, your membership number. On the back has our website, our toll-free number, some legalese so that – you're accepting your own responsibilities for partaking in your freedom. But most importantly, it has a QR code on the back of the ID. So if you get tapped on the shoulder and they say it's against the law, you can tell them that you're part of a nonprofit organization, and people will be blown away because they're not expecting someone to be part of a nonprofit organization. And
right.
You'll show them the QR code, and they could scan that on their smartphone, which will bring them to our website where they'll see that there's no laws in their state. And then they'll be impressed, and they'll say they never knew that. And that's the goal of just trying to educate people out there, because once you can do that, that shuts down most of everybody's arguments, not just for you, but that employee will never bother anybody again because they'll know that there's no laws against it.
Right.
I'm guessing you're probably going to be dropping here in the next couple minutes and leaving me for my lonesome here for the rest of the show.
Yes. Good.
Have to give you a ring.
Just let me know if that's now or if that's in a few minutes. I'll hold off on the commercial break if I had to.
Oh no, that's now. I was gonna go to commercial and leave.
Okay, so any last words here? What do you have going on this week?
This week, let's see. As of now, nothing been saying. Not right now. It usually comes up as the week progresses.
Okay.
Whatever it is, I know I've been barefoot.
All right. Well, thank you, Queen, for being here. I'll take the last 25 minutes, and we'll try to wake people up still. So I appreciate you being part of our group, and hopefully by at some point next week, you'll have your VIB stuff with you.
Thank you. Can't wait for it. I'm excited.
All right, well, I'll go ahead and bring us to the break, and I'll play the commercials. Thank you for joining in.
Thank you.
All right, have a good night, and I'll be here for the next 25 minutes or so with everybody here. So stay tuned. If anybody wants to be a part of the show, now is a good time to get in the rotation. The number is 319-527-6208. We'll be right back.
Please check out our sponsor, Save Around. Save Around coupon books have been with us for several years, and they help you save money when going out to eat, renting a car, buying flowers, and all kinds of other good stuff. The good thing is you can view the coupon books before you buy. Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.com, and click on the Save Around book that you'll see right next to our chat room. Like I said, you could preview it before you purchase, and hopefully you'll save yourself some money and help us as well. Please check it out.
For more information about the Barefoot Lifestyle, please go to barefootislegal.org. We also have a Facebook presence. We're also on Twitter and now on Instagram at Real Barefoot is Legal.
Of all the grounding studies, the one that really got our attention is called Electric Grounding Improves Vagal Tone in Preterm Infants. In the study, 26 premature babies in an NICU were connected to grounding wires. The heart rates of the grounded infants stabilized, and their vagal tone, a critical measure of infant health, increased by 67% with grounding.
Hey everyone, come check out the Proof Negative radio show here on freedomizerradio.com, Monday through Thursday, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. on the Pacific Coast as we fight the New World Order and rock the health freedom world together. Please check out the Barefoot is Legal radio show right here on Saturdays, 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time, that is 10:30 a.m. to noon Pacific Time, as we show you all about your barefoot rights and living a barefoot lifestyle. And for more information about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal, please check out barefootislegal.org.
We're starting a brand new show on Freedomizer Radio, The Pilgrim Show. I'm your host, Nate Moss, the Guru Pilgrim. It's a show about technology and politics, bringing you all the latest news and information to keep you up to speed and in the know. I'll be offering advice and tips on technology and sharing my own thoughts on a wide variety of topics. Join me on the journey into freedom and philosophy, Saturdays from 4:30 to 6 Eastern Time, 1:30 to 3 Pacific, right here on Freedomizer Radio.
Everybody, welcome back. Let me go ahead and just get that squared away. There we go. All right. So anyway, like I like to do normally during the show, I like to just go under Google. This is something everybody can do, and I just want to show the stereotype that we're working against here, which is why I'm so adamant about trying to get our word out there. So I go under news, and I just type the word barefoot in, and I look for headlines. So one of the headlines here that I saw on a bunch of spots, barefoot man wearing only underpants chases after a man. That's a headline. And the same one, barefoot Riverside man wearing only underpants, comma, wife, chase off man. So maybe he's wearing his wife. I don't know, but the issue is that they don't tell you why someone's being chased. They just show, someone doesn't have shoes on. Let's put that on the news. That's the stereotypes that we worked so hard on with for the last 4.5 years or so. Because that has nothing to do with any part of the story. You don't know who stole what, or if somebody tried to break into a house, maybe it was a different tirade whatsoever. And nobody knows. So before we get out of here for the day, I did want to share, if you have not liked our SpyBook business page yet, if you go to Facebook.com/barefootislegal, you could check out the the business page, which is different from the group and different from the website and obviously different from Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, whatever. And so far in 11 days, let me just check the number real quick. Let me refresh so that I can get the latest, because we've had about 55,000 before this number since we're looking at so far for the year, not just for the week. So I've been keeping track. That hasn't updated since this morning. So it says the last 7 days we've had 206,026 hits, combined with the roughly 58,000 from the first few days. So we're at almost 260,000 hits just on our business page so far in 11 days of 2020. It's amazing to me that we have on our business page over 100 million hits in traffic since our inception towards the end of 2015. So 4 years and a couple months, slightly over 100 million. We had 40 million each in 2017 and 18. Last year we did just under 15 million, and then whatever we did in 2015 and 16. I should check the 16 numbers because we had a few good hits that year, but it was 2017 where my meme-making skills got noticed. So, yeah, it was about 3 years ago. And I've learned how to develop our program to mainstream America. So right now for me, if you didn't know, I'm one of the most well-known meme lords in the in the United States. Not saying I'm the best. I'm just effective at what we do. I can take just average pictures of our members and turn them into things that people will look at. I'm not the most prettiest meme maker ever. I'll give you that. My meme making skills as far as aesthetics go are about a B minus to a C plus. However, as far as the marketing of it goes, that's where you have your ace in the hole right here, because that I know what it is that we're trying to accomplish, and I'm very motivated to make this happen. I want success, and I want a family-friendly atmosphere full of success. And I want our members to feel empowered. This isn't about me. Yeah, I'm the leader of it all, but it's not about me. It's about the message. And I try my best to push that out there. And people call me an ass because I don't allow quote-unquote fun things. And it's not that we can't have fun. I am a former stand-up comedian back, 25 years ago? All throughout the 90s, you should say. After 1994 through about 2003, I did stand-up comedy. I understand funny. And, of course, I've had my radio show here on Freedomizer since I've been on air since 2008 with Blog Talk Radio, but I started Freedomizer. We just had our 10th anniversary this past week. So I understand how to talk to people and how to be funny if needed. But just because somebody shows a picture doesn't mean that it belongs there. Like, hey, look at these funny-looking slippers. I will show these to BIL. No, you're not. Just because it's showing lower extremities doesn't say, hey, look, this belongs on the BIL. No, it doesn't. I just have to show that our group is serious so people take us seriously. This isn't a joke group. We're a nonprofit just like every other nonprofit in the world. I have to fill out the same tax forms, and it's almost tax season for us. A nonprofit has until May 15th to put their 990 form out there, and I'll get it done much, much sooner than that. So, if I'm spending time, money, and effort promoting our views, of course I want to make sure that we're put in the best light possible. And if we take it as a joke, everybody else is going to take it as a joke. And when we take ownership of our situation, that's when we'll start winning. And so I've said we have numbers. We've been able to gather people, but it's going to take effort more so than just hitting a like button. It doesn't always have to be money. If you can't afford the VIP membership, I'm just as happy somebody saying, hey, I can promote you or I could do this for the organization and dedicate my time. Because the more people that are on board and taking ownership of our opportunity means that there's going to be even more people that will be there to take advantage of the opportunity. So success is determined by how many people are supporting your brand. And that's where we're at. So, obviously, I can't give the VIB package away for free, not just because it costs me money, but we have to make sure that the people that are in it really want to be in it. I'm not just going to buy freebies to give to the free world out there and people don't care about us. And not just that, but when it comes time for elections and board issues, we want those that are fully invested with our brand as opposed to letting local yahoos that just because they have friends that join the group, we don't know what other people have in store. Someone could run against me as president and take it over because they would have all their friends who joined us, and when it came time for a vote, all their friends would vote for them and not me, and then they would vote to close us down because we don't fit social norms. So we have to keep the integrity. So I can offer contests and I can give stuff out here and there, and that's within the nonprofit rules that I can do that with a one-year membership, but I can't give it away for free just because that would not keep the integrity of the nonprofit intact. So I can't stress enough that if you want to say you are one of us Barefoot Peoples and you want to ensure that you have less resistance and you want extra tools in your pocket, literally, then having an ID card that you can show a business is definitely a game changer. But like I said, it's not just about the money. So I realize $4 a month is a lot for some people. Because in order to get the freebies and such, as soon as you hit the $50 mark, then you can request your freebies. I try to do it all at once, but if you have to do the monthly thing, it's not a big deal. The only thing is with the monthly of the $4.95 that I am very bad at paying attention with who has been paying for X amount of months. And it will go on until somebody says something to me and says, hey, how long have I been paying? And then I go check on it. I'll openly admit to that. So if you decide that you're doing the monthly and you want your goodies, you just have to message me and I'll do all the background checking and see if you've paid into it enough to have me mail that out. But I would love to make sure everybody gets their goodie bags and the IDs. And I'm just looking forward to this new year of us being on offense. And it's us that gets to advertise. And speaking of which, if you're listening to this and you own a business and you support us, we can have radio station commercials here where all of our members are going to hear your commercials, and they will support you because they want to support people that are protecting our rights. So please get with me. I make things extremely reasonable. I'm not here to gouge anybody. All I want is for us to be successful at the end of the day, and I want people to be happy and be proud sponsors, and we in turn can put our advertising into other measures so people can learn about us. I just want I saw this advertising thing a few months ago for billboards. It's called blipbillboards.com. And it's just rotated billboards on various freeways across the United States. And it turns out being, in some cases, as depending on traffic and the time of day, it could be as low as like 3 cents a play. And for 8 seconds at a time or whatever it is, your picture that you have up there, gets rotated around. I would love it to be on the 805 in Southern California when it might take you in rush hour traffic to go 12 minutes could be 1 mile. And your ad just sits there and people see it three times and they're going to say, what's this? And they'll check it out. That's a big goal of mine. So we have to start being on offense instead of playing defense here. And I'm hoping this year will be the year that we can finally do positive things. Because we're starting to get street cred. We've been around long enough. And I see some of the traffic that we get on Spybook, and they're like, oh, these guys are still around. It's like, yeah, we've been around four years plus. I'm fairly stable. We're not going anywhere. And I just want to spend my time empowering people like yourself. So if you've never found us before, we're on all the social medias. Just look up Barefoot is Legal. And I did just get the 90-second buzzer in my ear. So I just want to say thank you to Queen for being here. I know she left early. My own show is here on Freedomizer Radio. I'm also the owner of the radio station here. And you could find us, or my own show, freedomizerradio.com. And I am known as Proof Negative in this part of the country. And 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, that is 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, Monday through Thursday. So until Monday, well, until Saturday, actually, with Queen, but until Monday also when I come back on, stay grounded, everybody. I'm looking forward to having you back next week. Take care.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.